Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The following program is pre-recorded.
That's why I'm on your program. That's why Candace is on your program. Because of education.
Can you bring your hat next time? I think you need to make one for Larry and for Candace. Make one for Larry and for Candace. You're the one that finally got on board.
Candace, I'm 2.0.
The first time I met
I'm
Candace.
I'm 2.0.
By the way,
you owe Larry.
Larry 1.0. You got it. You need Larry Elder. That's it.
The following has been rated PC for politically correct.
Pay attention, you just may learn something.
It's the sage, Larry Elder.
Larry Elder here, the sage from South Central, the prince of Pico Union, the czar of common sense, the great Eldersky, Don Lorenzo. Welcome to the program. No victocrats allowed because we've got a country to save. So let's get her teed up.
Do you want to play rock? Say hello to my new friend.
What the hell's going on out here?
Ooh, that's a bingo.
888-971. S-A-G-E, 888-971-7243. Next segment, we're going to talk to Professor Lee Ohanian from UCLA, Professor of Economics. Also, a student filed a lawsuit, high school student, after being suspended for using the term illegal alien, a term that Jake Tapper never, ever, ever uses. He uses the term undocumented, and when I called him out on it, he got a little angry with me, and we stopped our Twitter relationship. How much trouble are Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid in? I'm going to talk about that in just a minute. We're going to talk about terrorists living the high life, Hamas terrorists, the man that controls the PLO, Mahmoud Abbas. How much are these people worth? We're going to talk about the real racial legacy of Barack Obama. All of this and more between now and the close of the program. Now, one of my favorite think tanks is the Cato Institute, which is a libertarian think tank co-founded by a guy named Ed Crane. And they've published a series of papers over the years on Social Security, on Medicare, and on Medicaid. And their results pretty much track those results of other conservative or libertarian think tanks like the American Enterprise Institute or the Heritage Foundation. This one is from May 2025, this year. Headline, Medicaid is driving deficits. Republicans are scarcely tapping the brakes. Just some highlights from this. It says that Medicaid, which is a joint state and federal medical care program, already costs more than national defense. Despite $1.1 trillion in improper payments over the last 10 years, this is the kind of stuff that DOGE was going after. Over the last decade, Medicaid has outpaced the growth of the other two largest federal entitlement programs, and they, of course, would be Social Security and Medicare. This year, the Fed will spend $665 billion on Medicaid, including state funding, total Medicaid spending, $873 billion dollars. That exceeded the national defense budget. It's going to grow over the next decade, with federal spending exceeding $1 trillion by 2035. Now, why does it grow so rapidly? I told you it's a federal, state-funded thing. But for every dollar the state spends on Medicaid, the federal government gives anywhere from $1 to $9 in additional funding. So the poorer states receive a higher match rate than the wealthier states. As a result of this matching scheme, states have an incentive to expand Medicaid, shifting most of the costs to federal taxpayers. When Medicaid was launched in 1966, the financing burden was equal between state and fed. Today, states cover only a quarter of the cost of running Medicaid. Washington picks up the rest of the tabs. Therefore, states lose incentive to spend the money wisely. Returning the responsibility to the states would bring greater discipline, reduce overspending, and ensure that the program remains viable for the most vulnerable, which is what its purpose is. The study also points out this. Originally, Medicaid subsidized only low-income children, the disabled and pregnant women, and elderly individuals. After 2014, Obamacare expanded Medicaid to able-bodied, childless adults. And to encourage the states to adopt this, federal government finances $9 for every $1 state spend on the Obamacare expansion population. That's a real problem, isn't it? And it goes on to talk about the politics of it, and despite all of the talk, the Republicans are not walking the walk to do anything about it. Now, that's Medicaid. Let's talk about Medicare. Medicare is the second largest federal government program, spending $1 trillion in 2023, equal to 3.8% of GDP. Medicare spending will double to $2 trillion, or 5.1% of GDP, by 2033. That's twice what the government will spend on defense that year. Studies estimate that one-third of Medicare spending provides no value, doesn't make patients any healthier or any happier. Studies find Medicare increased total hospital spending by 35% over 5 years. What they do is just put the spending on to those who are not on Medicare. Social Security, which is the most costly program, and right now it is paying out more than it's taking in. Here's what Cato said about it, and I'm quoting. Social Security is not sustainable without reform. Simply put, it cannot pay promised future benefits with current levels of taxation. A fancy way of saying, if you're a young person, don't expect your benefits to be the same as an older person who's on Social Security right now, as I am. Quote, yet raising taxes or cutting benefits will only make a bad deal worse. However, which is what George W. Bush tried to do, until Nancy Pelosi attacked him and accused him of privatizing Social Security, and fellow Republicans engaged, as I said before, in one of their favorite exercises, which is running for the hills. Quote, however, allowing younger workers to privately invest their Social Security taxes through individual accounts will improve Social Security's rate of return, provide better retirement benefits, treat women, minorities, and low-income workers more fairly, and give workers real ownership and control of their retirement funds, close quote. There was a study done by the Cato Institute some years ago. Because of the shorter life expectancy of blacks are literally transferring money out of their pocket to whites who live longer. Now, the former economic advisor to Barack Obama is named Jason Furman. Even he criticized the Big Beautiful Bill because of the rising debt deficits. Number 64.
Yeah, I agree with the many Republican senators who have spoken out and said that this law would increase the debt. That is not what we need at this time. We inherited too much debt from Joe Biden. The deficits under Biden were too large, and now Donald Trump would be making them even larger. That's continuing the mistake we saw over the last 4 years and making it worse.
Again, former Obama economic advisor, which is interesting because of Biden's top 100 staff positions, at least when he started his term, 75 of them came from the Obama-Biden administration. Senator Johnson, Ron Johnson from Wisconsin, number 63.
Every analysis I have, there's greater upside risk to that deficit. Interest rates are moving up. If we go increase interest rates 1%, that's another $4 trillion over 10 years in terms of deficit. If we don't replace the $4 trillion, that's $4 trillion of lost revenue. Again, and growing the economy 3%, it adds to it a little bit, but mostly in the out years. So again, come to the table, let's look at the numbers. If I'm wrong, prove that I'm wrong, but let's do it with respect, but mainly respect for our children and grandchildren. This is immoral, what us old farts are doing to our young people. This is grotesque what we're doing. We need to own up to that. This is our moment. I can't accept this scenario. I can't accept it, so I won't vote for it unless we are serious about fixing it.
This is immoral, what our old farts are doing to our children. I'm quoting him. We come back. Leo Hanian on whether or not reducing government under Calvin Coolidge and reducing taxes set the stage for the Great Depression. I'm Larry Elder. Ever been in a bad relationship? It just wears you down. You settle in, even though deep down you know this isn't how it's supposed to be. That's what daily aches and pain are like. You stop expecting to feel good. You start thinking, well, maybe this is just my life now. It is what it is, but it doesn't have to be. With Relief Factor, you can break up with pain, like Anthony did. As he writes, and I'm quoting, "I was dealing with debilitating pain and fatigue. I've been taking Relief Factor for about 2 months, and now I'm back to running my business, fishing, gardening, doing the things that really matter to me. I've told you about my brother Kirk, who couldn't go up and down the stairs in the morning without pain. Finally, listen to me. After 2 weeks, he says, I believe this stuff is working. Relief Factor is 100% drug-free and targets the inflammation causing pain, so you can move better, feel better, and enjoy life again. Try the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF. Break up with pain, get back to what matters.
This is a special notice to all U.S. taxpayers with back taxes to the IRS. Billions in tax relief is now being made available to struggling taxpayers, giving thousands, even tens of thousands of dollars in savings away to those who qualify. If you're facing wage garnishment, threatening letters, audits, liens, levies, or already in a payment plan, you can now expedite the resolution to your tax problem, end collections, and even qualify to reduce a large portion of what you owe. Stop IRS Debt has established a relief hotline for you to call to check what savings and options you qualify for. Dial 800-289-7203. With many people facing job loss and rising cost of living, these special IRS initiatives are designed to aid delinquent taxpayers with the relief that they need to get a fresh start. For a free consultation to see what savings you qualify for, call 800-289-7203. 800-289-7203. 800-289-7203.
When the North State weather takes its toll on your roof, trust the experts who know the best. Hunter Roofing has been protecting homes and businesses throughout the North Valley for over 70 years. Our certified team delivers quality workmanship using premium materials built to withstand our hot summers and wet winters. Free estimates, competitive pricing, and a commitment to excellence has made us Redding's most trusted roofing company. Continuing our legacy of craftsmanship and reliability, Hunter Roofing. Call us at 530-999-5622. 530-999-5622.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Today at Pragertopia.com.
There is something noble in the struggle with God, so I have no problem with that. I have a problem with the charges that you make against biblical ideas that I think are profound, and the problem with agnosticism, and this is what I want to ask you. Are you really an agnostic? Do you think that the odds are equal in both directions?
You can hear the entire episode if you're a Pragertopia member. Go to Pragertopia.com. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder. Later on, we're going to talk about Karine Jean-Pierre, now becoming an independent, the real racial legacy of Barack Obama, and terrorists living the high life. All of this and more between now and the close of the program. Before I introduce my next guest, let me play part of the phone call that sparked the invitation. Vincent is in Los Angeles. Vincent, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you so much for calling.
Hey, Larry. Hey, so I just wanted to point out that every time the U.S. has practiced austerity policies, we've gone into a recession or we've gone into the Great Depression. And anytime any country has went ahead and went full bore austerity, they go into economic collapse. Greece, Argentina's heading that way. We've had it happen multiple times. Cutting spending of the government has no positive benefit, except for if you're taking away things that do nothing for the people.
So, Vincent, your philosophy is the more government takes, the better off the economy is?
That's not what I said at all. But
I'm asking.
That is not what I think, no.
So you think that Calvin Coolidge reducing government, reducing taxes, caused the Great Depression?
Absolutely. It's historical fact.
It's historical fact.
Hold on.
I have interviewed a number of economists. I've never heard anybody say what you just now said. Leo Hanian is an economist I've had on the program many times. In fact, we'll get him on this week in order to refute what you just now said. He's probably done more work on the Great Depression than maybe anybody else on the planet. And what happened is FDR enacted the so-called New Deal and spent. And also there was the Amute-Hawley tariffs, and that combination is what caused the Great Depression. It was not taking reducing the size of government or taking tax burden off the shoulders of the American people. Jack Kennedy reduced the taxes substantially. We had a big growth. Ronald Reagan reduced taxes. We had a big growth. Trump reduced taxes. We had a big growth. The less you burden the American people, the more efficiently the money will be spent.
Yeah, ask your economist friend about the sugar high that happens from tax cuts.
That's crying out loud. Okay, Vincent. I'll get Mr. Ohanian on the program to talk about the sugar high that you get. People are amazing. You really think taking more money from the American people makes the economy better? Speaking of my economist friend, he co-authored a paper called New Deal Policies and the Persistence of the Great Depression. Also co-authored a book called The Great Depression in the U.S. from a Neoclassical Perspective. Please welcome back to the program UCLA economics professor Leo Hanian. Professor, thank you for taking the time.
Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Professor, I'd like you to address what my caller said. Before the caller came on, I was talking about how Calvin Coolidge was, I think, the last president to ever leave office with a smaller government than he inherited. He also reduced taxes, to which he responded, it set the stage for the Great Depression.
Well, Coolidge cut taxes, and he cut the taxes that were in place in World War I, so I believe every president who would have been in that position, whether it's Coolidge or anyone else, would have reduced the very high wartime taxes. The 1920s was a decade of significant economic growth, so I've never heard anyone make the case or even make the claim that tax cuts in the 1920s, which was, you know, the Roaring Twenties, is a time of rising stock market, substantial increase in the purchase of household durables, the prices of autos and other consumer durables fell substantially. So I've never heard that claim. And Larry, you know, in more modern times, Bill Clinton presided over a surplus. So that's where revenues are actually greater than government spending, and Clinton, of course, was a Democrat. And, you know, Larry, I mean, I don't know any economists who use the term austerity. It doesn't have a standard definition, but we always want to have the most resources we can in the hands of the private sector because they know what they want. They know what's best for their company or their family. Governments that take more and more resources must raise taxes more and more. It's not the case that every country that tries to cut government spending, you know, sends the economy in the tank. The caller referred to Greece. Well, Greece was having a total collapse in the value of their government debt. Everyone expected them to be defaulting on that debt. The value of the Greek debt fell so much that the implied interest rates on that debt was up around, I believe, 1.20 or 25%, just crazy numbers. So Greece had no alternative then to get their fiscal house in order. There's no successful economy that doesn't have their fiscal house in order.
Professor, this big, beautiful bill anticipates, according to Donald Trump, a growth of around 3%. I have made the argument that there were times in our nation's history where 3% was pretty anemic, particularly before we had the income tax. We had years where government grew 4%, 5%, 6%. By comparing it to times before we had this big government, didn't government grow faster before it took so much from the American people?
Yeah, our growth rates today are much slower than they were in previous years. I believe the average growth rate of the U.S. economy over the last 100 years, probably about 3.5%. So 3% is indeed lower than the long-run historical average. But that 3% is higher than what we've seen on average, you know, the last 20 years or so.
Mm-hmm. Last minute, Lee. Talk to me about the effect of FDR's New Deal on the economy.
Well, FDR had the view that private enterprise and vigorous competition was deleterious to the economy. So he set up industry labor cartels, which allowed the U.S. auto industry, the U.S. steel industry, major manufacturing industries to act effectively like monopolists, and he would not prosecute them for antitrust violations, assuming that they substantially increased the compensation of their workers. And, of course, the problem with that is cartelization leads to high prices, so people can't afford to buy as much as they would like to, and increasing wages of workers without commensurate increases in productivity further increases the prices of those products.
So Lee, you argue that deepened a recession and turned it into a depression. You have about 20 seconds left. Respond to what he said about sugar high. What did he mean about a sugar high?
I really don't know. That's not a term I'm familiar with. But I'll just stick with what I said before. Every successful economy, successful country, has to get their fiscal house in order and has to get as many resources in the hands of private citizens as they can in private companies.
Professor Lee Ohanian, as always, thank you very much for coming on. I appreciate it.
You're so welcome, Larry. Good to talk to you.
You too. Tell me something good. Oh, tell me, baby.
Tell me that you love me. Yeah, yeah. Everybody is keeping an eye. This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. But it takes the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Call in now and join the conversation. 888-971-SAGE. That's 888-971-7243. It's the Larry Elder Show.
888-971-SAGE. 888-971-7243. Larry Elder, Salem News Channel. When I first signed up for Medicare, I really thought I was making the right choices. But years later, I found out I hadn't made the right choices, and it could have cost me a small fortune. I figured fixing it would be a huge hassle. Honestly, thanks to Chapter, it wasn't. in one quick 30-minute phone call, Chapter undid 8 years of mistakes and saved me potentially tens of thousands of dollars down the road. Chapter didn't give me a sales pitch. They listened, helped me understand my options, and showed me how to get better coverage at a much lower cost. Chapter is fully independent. They are the only national Medicare advisor that searches every available plan to find the one that fits your needs, your doctors, your prescriptions, your budget. And for my audience, their help is completely free. So whether you're turning 65 or already on Medicare like I was, do not wait. Click the link. Talk to a trusted advisor at Chapter today. It's easier than you think, and it could save you thousands. Now, later on, we're going to talk about the way some of these terrorists, whether it's Hamas, whether it's the head of the Palestine Liberation Operation, whether it's the late Osama bin Laden, how much money did they have? What was their net worth? How did they acquire so much money? And how is it that Palestinians are still living in refugee camps? We're going to talk about that later on. We're also going to talk about the racial legacy of President Barack Obama. But first, Brandon Gill, the freshman Texas Republican congressman we've had on the program a couple of times, couldn't get an answer to the Stoch hearing. He's talking to a woman who's running a nonprofit, getting funding from you and me, who has talked a lot about white supremacy and people who deny racism are in fact covert white supremacists. So this exchange was interesting. Number 49.
Thank you, Madam Chair, for holding this hearing. I'd like to begin with Ms. Yentl. You've written a lot about anti-racism and white fragility and things like that. Do you believe that President Trump is a racist?
I don't believe that's relevant to this hearing.
Do you believe that he is?
I'm not here to discuss my personal beliefs. I'm here to speak about the important work.
You've tweeted that he's a vile, despicable racist. Do you believe that much of his housing policy was racist during his first term?
I'm here to talk about the vital work that nonprofits
so you're not going to answer me.
Throughout our country and in your district.
You've tweeted that it's explicitly racist and deeply harmful. Is that right?
I don't have the tweet in front of me.
I've got it right here. You did tweet that. You tweeted that on September 25th, 2020. You said it's explicitly racist and deeply harmful. Do you know who President Trump's Secretary of Housing and Urban Development was during his first term?
Yes.
Who is it? Who was it?
It was Secretary Carson.
It's Ben Carson. Do you believe that Ben Carson is racist or a white supremacist?
With all due respect, sir, I am not here to talk about former HUD secretaries. I'm here to talk about the essential work
extensively about
that nonprofits do in your district and throughout the country.
Okay, we can move on then if you won't answer the question. Are you a racist?
With all due respect, sir, I'm here to talk about the essential work that nonprofits do.
Excuse me, that's a very simple question. Yes or no question. Are you a racist?
I'm not a racist.
You're not a racist. Particularly interesting because according to one of your affiliate charities under your nonprofit umbrella, denial of racism constitutes covert white supremacy. Are you a covert white supremacist?
Sir, I'm here to talk about the essential work that nonprofits do.
Are you a covert white supremacist?
Can I talk about the work that nonprofits do?
No, I'm asking you if you're a covert white supremacist, which according to one of your own organizations, again, denial of racism constitutes covert white supremacy. Would you like to answer the question?
I don't know what the question is.
So you refuse to answer whether you are a covert white supremacist?
I am here to talk about the essential work that nonprofits do. If you'd like to ask me a question,
I am utterly dumbfounded. You are on record right now, and you will not say that you are not a covert white supremacist?
I don't have a definition in front of me. I haven't looked at the definition. I'm not going to answer a question about my personal
views.
I'm here to talk about the work
of
nonprofit organization.
I want to give you one more chance to do this. Are you a covert white supremacist?
Why are we so off track from the
topic? I'm asking you a very straightforward question.
I've heard your question. Thank you, sir.
And you're not going to answer whether you are a covert white supremacist.
I would like to answer questions about the work of nonprofit organizations.
Wow,
thank you.
That is really, really astounding. I can answer very directly that I am not a covert white supremacist, and I imagine all of my colleagues can as well. I think you ought to reevaluate what you're doing in the nonprofit sector. If you can't answer that in a straightforward way, that is astounding.
Mm.
Let me ask you another question. Do you believe that it's appropriate to host and promote LGBTQ plus meetups for 9-year-olds?
I am here to support the vital work of nonprofits, and I will say to...
Ever been in a bad relationship? It just wears you down. You settle in, even though deep down you know this isn't how it's supposed to be. That's what daily aches and pain are like. You stop expecting to feel good. You start thinking, well, maybe this is just my life now. It is what it is, but it doesn't have to be. With Relief Factor, you can break up with pain, like Anthony did. As he writes, and I'm quoting, "I was dealing with debilitating pain and fatigue. I've been taking Relief Factor for about 2 months, and now I'm back to running my business, fishing, gardening, doing the things that really matter to me. I've told you about my brother Kirk, who couldn't go up and down the stairs in the morning without pain. Finally, listen to me. After 2 weeks, he says, I believe this stuff is working. Relief Factor is 100% drug-free and targets the inflammation causing pain, so you can move better, feel better, and enjoy life again. Try the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF. For relief. Break up with pain. Get back to what matters.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now. 800-575-6745. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-575-6745. That's 800-575-6745.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Please watch my documentary, Electric Vehicles, The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly. Available now on SalemNow.com. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Larry Elder, Salem News Channel. Summer is all about making great memories, right? Walking on the beach, backyard barbecues, road trips. But if you're living with pain, those future memories could be stolen from you. Here's a thought. Try Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement designed to help your body fight pain. It's a doctor-developed formula and made of natural ingredients. Best part, Relief Factor doesn't mask the pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it for good. Whether it's kayaking on the lake, running around with the little ones, or chilling in a hammock with a good book, Relief Factor can help you feel better, move better, and do more of the things you love all summer long. So if you're ready to reclaim your summer and make some amazing memories, head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 1-800-4-RELIEF. Do it right now and get their 3-week quick start for only $19.95. The number again, 1-800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor, ReliefFactor.com. Here's a remainder of the exchange between Brandon Gill and the head of a association of nonprofits receiving taxpayer dollars.
That is wrong. Whatever party is in control, whatever administration
I think a lot of this is wrong.
Do you think
that it's appropriate for young children to use gender transition paraphernalia?
Because one of your
nonprofit organizations gives bras, binders, breast forms, nipples. I'm not even going to repeat this because it's so disgusting for children of all ages.
Breaching decorum and attacking the witness. Can we?
I'm not attacking the witness. I'm simply asking a straightforward question.
Mr. Gill, I'll be extending your time. You've been interrupted.
Thank you. Do you believe that art exploration camps for transgender and gender diverse youth of the age of 11 is normal?
We support the vital work of nonprofit organizations and oppose the federal government opposing.
So you refuse to answer any of these questions. You refuse to even answer the question of whether you are a covert white supremacist.
I'm not here to answer questions about my personal views or my personal.
Is that because you don't want to disclose whether you're a covert white supremacist?
I'm here to talk about the.
I'm giving you a chance to tell the world that you were not a covert white supremacist. Will you do that?
I'll pass on your chance.
Thank you, sir. That is astounding. That is really astounding. You're a radical far-left activist, and you're masquerading as somebody promoting nonpartisan institutions, and you will not even tell this committee that you are not a covert white supremacist. That's astounding. I yield my time back.
So if you deny racism, it makes you a covert white racist. This is the kind of nonsense that Barack Obama spawned. We're going to talk about Barack Obama top of the hour, next hour. Now, this is Senator John Kennedy talking to a law professor who referred to conservative Supreme Court justices as evil. We talked before about the judicial philosophy of these left-wing judges. Thurgood Marshall was an associate Supreme Court justice, the first black Supreme Court justice, and he once said about his judicial philosophy, "I just do what's right and let the law catch up with me," which is 180 degrees different from what Justice John Roberts said during his confirmation hearings. When he said, the job of a justice is to call balls and strikes, to interpret the law, not to legislate. Thurgood Marshall all but said, I am a legislator in a black robe. I just do what's right and let the law catch up with me. That, I believe, is a philosophy of these left-wing judges, which is why they're so dangerous. John Kennedy is talking to a law professor. Listen to this, number 38.
On April 22nd, 2024, you said there are some members of the Supreme Court that are evil. Which justices were you talking about?
I'll take it your word, Senator. I don't recall using that word, but...
All right, here's what you said. You were talking about the majority opinion in Muldrow v. City of St. Louis. You said, quote, Justice Kagan, I mean, will she be able to control the opinion's future distortion by her evil colleagues? Probably not, end quote. Who are you talking about?
Sir, I'm very skeptical. If it's a transcription, it was probably a transcription error. I do not think I said...
No, you said it. Why don't you own up to it? Which, you call some members of the Supreme Court evil. Now, which ones do you think are evil?
I would have to refresh my recollection. I've been very critical of the members of the Supreme Court.
You made this statement, aren't you?
I'm
you're an officer.
It doesn't
of the
sound
court.
Like something that
you know
I would
I'm
say.
You know what I'm embarrassed at? That you're teaching our kids.
I don't refer to Supreme Court justices as evil
in
the classroom,
on
sir.
On podcast, in April 22nd, 2024.
Okay, well,
big as Dallas. And you're an officer of the court, and you're here advising us to be respectful of federal judges? And you say they're evil members of the United States Supreme Court? Gag me with a spoon. You're part of what's the problem in all of this.
Tough day at the office for the young lady. Now, characterizing the other side as evil is what the left does. For example, we have George Clooney, the actor turned political pontificator, saying that he's worried about being targeted by Trump, number 55.
Do you worry about, personally, being targeted by the administration? Sure, everybody worries about it, but, you know, if you spend your life worrying about things and you won't do things. We have like everybody have a family, we have a life, and we have and we try to live and do the things as the best example for our kids. And I want to be able to look at my kids in the eye and say where we stood and what we did at certain times in history, and I have no problem with that.
Sure, I worry about being targeted by Trump, but, everybody worries about it. Really? Targeted how? Barack Obama used the Espionage Act to go after more reporters than all the presidents before him combined. But Clooney says now is a scary time to be a news person. Number 56.
A lot of people feel like, in this room probably, who are here, feel that we are at our worst right now. I can make an argument that we're not. I can make an argument that we've had much worse times in our history.
Everybody is keeping an eye on the Fed and how an interest rate cut might affect gold prices. Gold has been hovering at around $3,400 an ounce for the last 2 months and is poised for dramatic growth with a next interest rate cut. Join Advantage Gold for their virtual Gold and Silver Summit on Wednesday, August 20th at 7 p.m. Eastern. You'll find out why now is the time to prepare for the most important financial reset of this century, and why this might be the best time in modern history for you to diversify your holdings with physical gold and silver. Text the word GOLD to 85545 to get your free access to the Advantage Gold Virtual Gold and Silver Summit. You'll get actionable intelligence on how to deal with rising debt and how to hedge against unpredictable economic events by diversifying your IRAs, 401ks, and retirement funds into tangible assets, tax and penalty free. Just text GOLD to 85545. Text GOLD to 85545. Consult with your financial and tax professionals before making investment decisions. Get your free pass now for the Gold and Silver Summit on Wednesday, August 20th at 7 p.m. Eastern. Text GOLD to 85545.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owe the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $1 billion for their clients.
Optima Tax, they help me. They calm me down. They make me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-822-1716. 800-822-1716. 800-822-1716.
Now back to the sage, Larry Elder.
Hey, Larry, this is Craig. I'm calling because Elon Musk has gone way off the top here. He has no business jumping on Trump at this point. Yes, he helped Trump with $250 billion, and that's great in the election. Trump probably have won without him. The main thing that Musk is adding is he's trying to be vindictive and attack Trump on this Epstein files issue. I don't know that Trump was involved with Epstein. If he was, so I'd be in support. Otherwise, Trump has done a great job. There's no way he can get away with cutting Medicaid, cutting Social Security or Medicare without the voters voting out the Republican Party.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Next hour, we're going to talk about Karine Jean-Pierre all of a sudden deciding she's an independent. We'll talk about the real racial legacy of Barack Obama. We'll talk about terrorists living the high life while the Palestinians are in so-called refugee camps. All of that and more between now and the close of the program. The number is 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-SAGE. Here's a quick reminder about my Angel Tree Camp Drive. Thanks to men and women just like you, so far this month, we blessed over 80 children with a mom or a dad in prison with a trip to an Angel Tree Camp for a full week. This has the potential to literally transform these kids' lives and break the cycle of crime in their family. You could be the person who sponsors our next scholarship for a deserving boy or girl who will be enjoying a week of fresh air, fun, and gospel-centered activities at an Angel Tree camp near their home. I want to invite you to join my many other listeners and viewers in transforming young lives. Your gift of $200 or whatever you can give will help make it possible to send a kid to camp for a full week. So please go to LarryElder.com and click on the Make a Difference in the Lives of Prisoners Children banner. It's at the very top. Or you can phone in your gift in any amount, 888-206-2855. That's 888-206-2855. Again, LarryElder.com, banner at the very top that reads, Make a Difference in the Lives of Prisoners, Children. Or you can phone in your gift, 888-206-2855. That's 888-206-2855. The token Republican over at CNN, Scott Jennings, believes that the differences between Trump and Musk are not irreconcilable. Number 60.
However, this is not a spending bill. This is a reconciliation bill, and it has three main points. Making the tax cuts permanent, massive investments in border security. It fully funds the border wall and the biggest and most necessary welfare reform in at least a generation. Those three things happen to be what Donald Trump ran on for president and won the national popular vote and a not particularly close win in the Electoral College. So this is the president's agenda. And I actually think Elon's goals regarding reduction of debt and the president's goals regarding passing what he ran on are not irreconcilable. They're
888-971-SAG. Do not leave town.
Let the midnight special shine a light on.
The IRS.
This is Lynn
time to plot. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.